It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
Welcome to the Netball Show with 5x10. Plenty going on this week. Two internationals, one win, one loss, and we took New Zealand to extra time as well. Right, first up, that great game against New Zealand. After the game, Nat spoke to head coach Tracy Neville.
Really proud of the girls. I think there were opportunities earlier on to win it. When they got themselves back in the game, they made it hard work for themselves. But New Zealand, full credit to them, they're a top side. They never let you sleep. I mean, in the past, we probably would have gone down. But, you know, this is a New England team who works with Infinity and we go to the end. And, you know, I couldn't have asked any more of the girls.
What do you think made the difference? You say in the past we may have gone down. I've seen many games where you've got to that point and it hasn't gone our way. What's the difference here?
I think it's just the culture that we're trying to proceed with. Obviously the girls are a lot physically more fit. We're going more professional. So there's a lot more on the line. For these girls, it's their job. And they want to succeed in it. And at the end there, I think just the changes we made as well, just got some fresh legs on there, and we got some players who were willing to have a little bit of a scrap, and they come out and won well, so full credit to Ebony and Beth to come on in a game and in a situation like that. But to the other girls, they started and they ended the game, and yeah, couldn't ask any more. Proud coach.
How much confidence does this give you going into next year, which is a huge year for you with the Commonwealth Games coming up?
We have to move forward now. I think one of the learnings we had from Quad 1 back in August, September was after obviously our win against New Zealand, we then went on to lose against South Africa. And, you know, I actually watched the game before Australia, South Africa, and we can't take our eyes off any nation. And that is all the way from 1 all the way down to 10, because everyone wants to rise, everyone wants to make a difference in the international world, and the game's getting closer and more physical and mentally more pressure on it. So, yeah, we just can't take our eyes off anyone. And yeah, we should be proud of the win today, but we've got a lot of work to do tonight, we've got a lot of work to do tomorrow before we go into our next game on Monday.
We've had a sellout crowd here tonight. What do you think about that, and how much do you think women's sports come on?
Do you know, I actually think the momentum was built from the crowd. And we talk about World Cup in 2019 in Liverpool, and you know, these supporters are the people that we actually need. I reflect on Sydney 2015, and I just saw that the actual crowd got Australia that gold, and we need that help from the crowd. So we need the help from everybody, because do you know what, we're on the rise and we want to continue to keep rising.
And she also spoke to Kadeen Corbin after that incredible win.
Oh, it felt so good. You know what, the crowd actually got me, the energy that they brought out onto the court. We could feel everything on that court, and you know, you're striving to just do more. I think, you know, that whole in the front, the whole entire game, it was going up and down a bit, but you know what, we kept our composure, and that's all that matters in this game. And to get that extra time is just the pinnacle, and you really want to push through on that, and that's what we did tonight.
How on earth did you keep your composure when it went to extra time? It had been so scary up until that point, and how on earth do you keep your level head?
You know, I was quite nervous going into there, not gonna lie. But, you know, my team around me, we already did 60 minutes, so what's another 14 minutes? And, you know, you just got to keep doing the basics first, keep doing the processes, making sure we're doing our own job first before trying to do something else. And that's what really got us through to die.
How important is it for you playing with a home crowd? You're a Londoner yourself. Like, how much did that help you today?
Do you know what? This is my best arena now. Like, it was Wembley before, even though it's still London, but I love this arena so much. I feel like because we can feel the crowd, the energy tonight was awesome, and you know, I have no words, it's so great.
How are you feeling about the rest of the series? What do you think you've got it now? Is this it?
No, you know, it's still a stepping stone. You know, this is just one step in the ladder, and you know, we've got Australia on Monday. We look at the process of what happened, what went wrong, what broke down, and see if we can rectify that on Monday, because they're going to come out hard, and if we want to win this, we got to do better. And tonight, even though we won, we still want to push on to do better.
I just want to ask you about the NPA. So what are your thoughts on the Players Association? How important do you think that is for the game?
It's really important. You know, we need them to back podcast and everything that we do, you know, we are full-time, we're professional athletes, and, you know, to having them to back us up and to help us throughout everything throughout the year, I think it will be awesome that they're really with us.
How much confidence does this give you going into the Commonwealth Games next year?
Oh, you know, again, like I said, you know, the process is, it's all about pushing on from now. You know, yes, we've got a couple more months until Commonwealth Games, but, you know, this is not the end, and I know we'll push forward even better by Commonwealth Games. This is just the start of us, and this is 2018.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
This is a netball show with 5x10. Next, 2 days later, back to the Cobb Box and a game against world number ones Australia. And was Tracy Neville pleased with the performance after the game?
I think we didn't start the game well enough. And I think we drive confidence from obviously the momentum from the beginning. And I think we were on the back foot. And I think that then created us a little bit of difficulty getting into that game. I think we didn't handle the physical pressure very well, and I think actually as we got through the game we started to step up to it, but it probably again took us too long to get into that game. I think we had our opportunities to get back into the game, but we can't create two scoring opportunities on that, and I think, you know, they're a world number one team and you've got to maximise every opportunity that you get. On the light side of that, we're still a team that, you know, we're still coming back at that team, and we've got 2 months now prior to the Commonwealth Games, and we've got a really good preparation camp leading into that. So I think for us, there's a lot of positives that we've got out of that game, and that's where we've got to move on. It's about building on our strengths as we go forward into that Commonwealth Games. And a few players threw some selection issues at us as well, so that was really exciting for us as coaches.
Yeah. Looking at the Commonwealth Games, obviously selection for that is coming up. What are your thoughts on that ahead of the
Do you know what? Every player that we've put out on court has gone out there and performed. So, you know, we've still got one crucial game on Sunday against South Africa, and it's another opportunity for more people to put their best foot forward. Considering that there's obviously still some players that are not actually in this squad who we're actually looking at as well. So, yeah, it's really exciting for me. It's causing us obviously some headaches, but yeah, it's answering a few questions as we move through this camp.
A little bit about the changes today as well. So the change obviously from Pittman and the change between Green and Helen and the shooting circle.
Yeah, I think I felt that we needed a little bit more prep work, a bit more speed, a bit more energy, a bit more space mark, and Nat Haythornthwaite gives us that. She's a runner, she likes to possess ball, she moves the ball quickly, and I think we need a little bit more of that. I think we got called a little bit tight on the body, so I think Nat provided that very, very well. With respect to the change in the swooping circle, I think we, as you saw towards the end, we started to capitalise a little bit more on that one-on-one, and I think a little bit of stability at the back, and I think Helen provided that, and a little bit more calmness in that shooting circle when we actually run the ball down. So yeah, I think that was the main reasons why we made the changes.
And that Aussie defence felt obviously much tighter than the Kiwi defence the other day. What can you say about that as a coach, and how are you going to help the players kind of work with that?
Yeah, it's the adaptability. We're going into Commonwealth Games, we're going to have one New Zealand game, then we're going to have potentially an Australia game or some two teams if we want to win a gold medal. And you know, this is a real test of character for our team, and a real practice in respect to what their expectation if they want to get to that gold medal. So we've just got to move on to the next game, South Africa next week, and that's what we'll be concentrating on as of tomorrow.
What are you going to say to the girls in the change rooms today then after that?
Do you know, I'm really proud of the girls. They're showing fight, they're showing spirit, they're showing a comeback that we actually won. You can't sit back on the Roses team, and that's really, really important. And I will just reiterate all the positives that actually come out of that game. We lost a few legs in the dying seconds of that game, but it's an expectation when you've had a tough one on the Saturday as well.
And just a note on that Saturday game, obviously it went to the extra time and, you know, they kept their heads and really played through. How do you help them prepare, like, to have that mental resilience?
We've done a lot of work off court and we're testing the characters of the team. So when we do the selection, it's not just about what they can offer us on court, it's about what they can offer us mentally off court as well. And we're looking on our culture, how we want to present, what it takes to win. And them are the characters that we want, and I think we've tested them over the international period and we'll continue to test that leading into comms and leading into that World Cup. It's test the character. Do you work with our squad? Because we're a team at the end of the day, and getting rid of the individuals.
Matt, well done.
Thank you.
Lindsay's got the questions.
Yes, I have now. So, how are you feeling coming off such a physical match tonight?
Buzzing, to be honest. Well, emotions like high and low. Obviously, I'm gutted that we lost. But we brought back like 7 goals when we were down, and we got it back to 3 at one point, and she really wanted to win. But we can like learn a lot from that, I think, and obviously we're just saving it for the commies, so we'll get them like when the team goes out there.
Okay. What do you think our missing link was tonight? Like, we literally had the turnovers, we had the goals, we had the movement, but what was it? What was missing from Saturday?
I think it was just like our errors. I think we got on the ball, like the defence gave us lots of opportunities to get the ball back. It just felt like that floor wasn't there as much as in the New Zealand match. We all wanted it. We've spoken about that after the New Zealand match, how much we wanted to win this game. So the gut and the determination was there. I think we had the opportunity to win the game and we just unfortunately didn't finish it off.
I definitely think we saw it, didn't we, Andy? The physicality out there and just the absolute...
A couple of calls here and there, yeah.
It was crazy. It was really good, though.
No, it wasn't good.
What's our plan moving forward then against South Africa? Because obviously they lost against Australia with the same amount. So what's our plan?
Well, obviously in Quad 1 they beat us, so we definitely want to rectify that and get the win over them out in South Africa. We're going to definitely do our homework on them. They're a great side and they've put out some good performances over Quad 2 so far, but definitely want to get the win. We're going to keep the focus on us, make sure we correct the wrongs that we've done tonight, and yeah, let's take it to them.
Are you ready to play Bungie?
Yeah, Bungie, old teammate from Wasps, who's been doing really well, but yeah, we got to try and slow her down, so yeah.
Definitely, take her out, mate, go on.
I've just got to say, Lindsay, you're welcome back on the show with interviews like this. Let's see what she had to say when she spoke to Kadeen afterwards.
Hi, Kadeen. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
So how'd you find it?
You know, it was a really hard game tonight. You know, they did bring it to us and we knew they were going to bring it to us this game. Definitely, they did look at their video and they rectified what we were doing against New Zealand, but it's about what we do now going forward to South Africa. And it's pretty bad with the loss, but, you know, we need to put wrong the rights and just making sure everything moves forward.
No, definitely. I think you definitely ruffled their feathers. There was at one point, I think we counted, 18 passes to goal, something ridiculous like that. So I think they were very much under pressure. They did not look comfortable out there. I felt there were some moments where you guys actually took a massive authority over the game. I think you actually led that with some of the moves you had at shoot to. Like, you know, you were coming up really strong, and I think that really builds a team. But how did it feel for you?
No, it was really hard out there. I thought the body on body was definitely there. It was just about all our prelim moves, making sure that we were actually losing our player beforehand. And just letting the ball go. We weren't as confident to let the ball go because we were a little bit going left and, I mean, lateral and stuff. So it's really hard to figure out right now, but it's very, I mean, we can take positives out of this. And I know that South Africa definitely will put the exact same work in that they did against Australia into us. So it's about what we do next.
That was leading into my next question. Thanks, Kadeen. I was going to say, what do you think you're going to bring to the South Africa match? What are you going to do?
You know, still keeping my moves because, you know, I'm quick and sharp in that circle, making sure we have that bond in that circle with the goal attack. And no matter what combination puts out, we know we can do the job, and we know just doing the processes, making sure that our game plan is there and just pushing it forward, really.
I agree. I'm looking forward to another, like, maybe extra time, Andy?
Something like that.
I don't think I want to do another extra time, but 60 minutes will be fine.
Congratulations on the win. How did you think the game went?
I think it went really well. We were very happy to get them in. It was a really tough competition out there. England were really competitive and really strong in their attack. A lot of variety, and they're very, very quick, which makes it really hard for us as a defensive lineup. But overall, really happy to be able to work through that.
Very physical on court today, but that's what you expect. Commonwealth Games coming up. How are you preparing for that, and how are you feeling ahead of that?
Yeah, I think as England can probably feel that we're all still waiting, I guess, on selection. So for us, we're just taking it one test match at a time, and all of us individually, I guess, are trying to put out our best performance. But we always hold the mentality that it's team first, and if we're putting the team first, the performances will come.
And what's it like for you personally, flying over and doing these tours and getting to travel as a team? I mean, people must always look at it and think that it's so fun, but what do you make from it?
It is really fun. I think a lot of us are missing the sun back in Australia, but we wouldn't change a thing having the opportunity to represent our country and be involved in what is quite cool. I know a lot of the girls hadn't been to Africa before. We went over last year to Durban and then down to Johannesburg tomorrow. So it's really exciting, and we have such great camaraderie, and some of the girls I've played with since I was 15, so it does feel a little bit surreal to have been playing for our state back home, and now we get to play for Australia together. It's just a dream come true.
Thanks to Joe Weston for speaking to us on The Netball Show. Let's go over to Lindsay Keeble, who has more reaction from that game.
Hey, Evs, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Great game today. I can honestly say twice now you've been an absolute game changer. What's your magic?
Just the team around me. I think whenever I've come on court, I've always felt really supported. I think we've got a clear game plan, and I've been raring to go off the bench and just trying to contribute. So not a result we wanted today, but lots to improve on going into the next match.
But looking forward, that's an Australian side only missing maybe what, one, maybe two players. Like, to be that close and to actually have opportunities to take them on has been excellent. What do you think we need to move on to the Commonwealth Games?
I think it's great to have one of their strongest squads here, and then to see where we're at, and I think it builds great confidence in terms of there were some patches of brilliance from us today. I think it's just we just didn't capitalise at critical moments, which is a bit of our downfall. But we'll go home, look at the video, and try and put those one percenters, make sure they're going into the next match, and obviously forward to hopefully Commonwealth Games.
Good. How are you finding goal defence? Having a bit of a run around for a change?
Do you know what? I'm enjoying it. Look, God, you've got lungs, but it's just great to have Tracy and the rest of the team just have so much confidence in me. I've got Jeeva behind me and Beth in the wing most of the time, and they're literally just saying next one, and G-ing me up, and like the support within the Roses is absolutely phenomenal. So yeah, given all I've got when I'm out there, and hope may it long continue.
Excellent. And looking forward to South Africa. They had a really good game against Australia. They've been showing absolute class in the past few years. Obviously your old favourite coach Norma Plumster is coaching them at the moment, so what do you think we need to do to absolutely smash them in the weekend?
Yeah, they've been like a breakthrough squad at the moment. I think from quad 1 to quad 2 they've definitely had some serious improvements. So I had Norma Plummer at West Coast Fever, so I know how intelligent it is and how savvy she is, so we've got to definitely up our sticks for the game at the weekend. But I think it's literally going to take a 60 minute performance. I think we haven't put together four consistent quarters as of yet properly, so I think that'll be the focus going into the weekend.
Brilliant. I think me and Annie definitely enjoyed the past two games.
Very much.
We've noticed how physical it's been as well, so how are you holding up?
I think the games obviously were stronger, leaner, fitter, faster at the moment, and I think it's just great to see the amount of passion from both teams out there on court, giving it all they've got, and I don't think anyone's not playing till the last whistle. So yeah, it's a good challenge. We're standing up to it, both sides, and let's see what happens on the weekend.
We didn't perform at key times, so you know, just little errors and mistakes, and they came out a lot more clinical than they did against South Africa, and just in defence, our timing was off a little bit in terms of the ball we were trying to win, so a few adjustments that need to be made, but overall the processes work, it's just the consistency of execution. So
what did you take from the New Zealand game into this game?
It took a lot of confidence. We knew it was going to be a hard game. I think, you know, in terms of an attack, it probably didn't show it tonight, in terms of just the feeding, the hesitation, some of the movement off the ball. So I think we just need to go back and look at that, and also look at how we react when we're in a position of strength, because we are a team to beat now, and we need to get used to dealing with that. We seem to be a lot better at performing when people don't think we can do it, and we seem to be the underdog. So for me, it's about dealing with that mentally and performing consistently within this new kind of era of England netball and what people think of us.
I had the opportunity to jump on board with Viper 10, and it really drew to me, it being born here in Bournemouth, and that's where my dad's from. And you know what, the people were pretty cool, so I got along with them really well, so it was an easy fit. I saw the kits, and from the get-go, I absolutely loved them. They were fun, a little bit flirty, and just different. So yeah, it was cool, and they're really comfortable.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10. We've been live at the Copper Box Arena, where one of the final instalments of the Quad Series in London has been taking place. The England Roses played the Australian Diamonds in a fiercely fought competitive game which unfortunately the England Roses narrowly lost. Now let's head to Chelsea Pitman, former Australian Diamonds player. She swapped allegiance to play for the England Roses, so let's hear her reaction on that game.
Just wasn't good enough for us. We didn't start well at all and we were chasing them most of the game. Yes, we pegged it back in the end, but we need to make sure that we start a lot better and, yeah, we just need to make sure we take it to them a bit quicker.
And what will you be saying to your teammates following that game? What else do you think you need to work on?
I think we're going to take confidence out of parts of that game, and there were a lot of positives, but I think we just need to make sure we really be honest about ourselves and our performance and have a look at that and really focus on making sure that we have confidence in just letting the ball go. I think we were a bit hesitant at times and that put the timing out a little bit. Pretty simple things, but we just got to put it together.
Is it playing against Australia, does it mean that it's kind of like there's more for you on the line in the sense that you have more of a desire to beat them? Do you feel that when you play against them, or is it every game kind of similar?
Yeah, every game's similar for me. I always want to win. I don't like losing whatsoever. I absolutely hate it. And obviously everyone is chasing Australia because they are world number one and they don't lose very often. So obviously disappointing to not get the win tonight, but we've got Commonwealth Games coming up and that's when we really need to make sure that we perform and be able to back up consistent performances because, yes, we played great against New Zealand 2 days ago, but we didn't back it up tonight. So we need to focus on that and know that to Australia we are chasing them and we are going to hopefully topple them when it comes to the important game.
And something special next, as Sasha and Lindsay got to speak to Australia's head coach, Lisa Alexander.
You got the win today. What did you make of the game?
Oh, look, it was pretty much what we expected. A very tough, hard-fought contest, knowing England can come back at any moment. So I thought it was terrific. I think both coaches certainly trialled a few different combinations, which is part of the process of what we do when we're working towards a big event as a Commonwealth game. So I think, you know, we've learnt quite a bit out of that contest as well, but we really needed to put in a more 60-minute intense performance from South Africa, and we did that, so that's a tick.
A lot of the England players after that game are saying, you know, they are chasing world number one's Australia. What do you make of that? Are you worried at all for the Commonwealth Games, or do you have confidence in the Diamonds?
Oh, look, we know everyone's chasing us, including New Zealand and South Africa and probably Jamaica and Malawi as well. So, you know, all the top teams in world netball now are closer, and we can't sit on our laurels or stand still because we will get caught. So we have to keep improving. And this group that I brought over here, the 14, have, you know, just massively improved so much in the last 12 months. They're young, they're hungry, and they want to keep those spots in for the Commonwealth Games team. So I was delighted with what they did tonight.
I was going to say, I noticed how I'm feeling quite old in comparison to your Australian team, and I'm not even 30 yet. But I think it's great looking at a bigger picture, like how much experience they're gaining from the fact they're playing international at a high level in our country, in England. But not only that, the fact you have confidence in such young players, and what do you think that comes down to?
Oh, look, it's our talent pathways, the work that we do in that is very important, and also the coaching that goes on. I have to pay tribute to Michelle Dendecker, who did a lot of work with particularly Joe and also Courtney back at the Centre of Excellence at the Institute of Sport. So, and you know, you couldn't get anyone better than Dendecker because she was, you know, our previous defence coach. But then I think what Rosalie's done is really polished that work off really well with them and given them lots of confidence. And, you know, they understand that their teamwork is what it's all about, and just delighted with their progress.
No, definitely. You can definitely see it on court how much trust you have in them as well. It's great to see. It's really great to see.
And were there any players on the Diamonds squad who stood out for you today? Anyone that you were massively impressed with?
Oh, we're really happy with Steph Wood coming on. You know, she didn't play that first test, and I thought she really took it up in her intensity of play and her speed and her creativity were wonderful. You know, she found it a little bit hard, and then we needed to give her a bit of a rest, so Susan came on for a bit, but I'm very pleased with her tonight.
And what's it like for you seeing Chelsea Pitman playing for the Roses as a coach? How do you find that?
Oh, look, you know, it's always, you always feel, I guess, that sense of we would love her still to be playing with our country. But I understand, like, you know, if she's not getting that opportunity and she's got the opportunity through another avenue with her family, of course you want to play international netball if you could. I would do the same thing. And, oh, maybe not, I don't know. I probably would have really wanted to play for Australia, but I didn't get there. So, you know, at the end of the day, Chelsea's been a world champion for Australia, and we'll always, you know, honour her as that and one of our past players playing for us and being part of that world championship win. And then to be able to go and play with the Roses now, you know, that's absolutely fine and we're all supportive of that.
Awesome. And the defence looked so strong, but did you miss Shani at all?
Oh, look, we always miss Shani's energy. Look,
as well. Yeah. We miss the voice.
But I think you can see the sort of culture we've built in the team and, you know, how team-oriented they are. Shani's quite an individual and, you know, she knows she when she comes back in the diamond, she's got to do the team stuff. It's going to be really hard, the decision around her. She's, you know, just getting back into court play. You know, so we have to, you know, the selectors and I have got a really difficult decision to make because these young defenders are doing everything right. Can't fault them.
A very special edition of the Netball Show. We are live at the Quad Series, England versus Australia. They beat New Zealand. Everyone saw that game at the weekend. Lindsay Keeble, you are here. Tell us how you found that match.
Oh, it was intense. It was so physical. The girls actually stepped up. I think they actually flustered Australia this time around. Like, they actually looked quite uneasy. They normally have quite a natural flow, but this time around they actually really pushed it, so it was really good to see.
You know, it was a tough loss for England following a really great win against New Zealand a few days ago. Where else do you think they went wrong?
I think it's a momentum thing. Once you've turned over a ball, it's really precious. You don't get given that very easily, and I think Ebony coming on had some really crucial turnovers and we just didn't capitalise on it, especially if we'd gone down by such a margin. I think compared to Saturday, we really capitalised. We scored every single turnover. Our ratio was much, much higher. We just seemed to do what Australia did to us and us back. It was just sort of tit for tat. It was a bit messy, and I think that's what really kind of threw us, not having a natural flow or rhythm to the game.
Yeah. And you've played out on a court like this. Like, what kind of a feeling is it like for people who don't know, which most people don't?
You know, it's absolutely amazing. It's such a high going on court, just having thousands of people scream at you and cheer on you. And, you know, whether it's Super League, your local club, or if it's England, like, you know, just having someone there by your side cheering you on, it's just amazing. It makes me think I don't want to retire anytime soon.
No, never. We're playing when you're 70, right?
Oh, definitely. I think Jolene Halfpenny, Hillspenny, she'll kill me if I not get her name right. But Jolene on my new Campbell team, I think she's knocking on 70. She's still playing regional. Wow. She's a legend. She was the first person ever to reach 100 caps for England, so
that's
she's an
amazing.
Absolute legend.
Wow. Yeah. What an inspiration. That's incredible. Andy, what was it like for you sitting next to Lindsay?
Lindsay did very well. I don't know if you've mentioned it yet, but she's given us a hand on some of the post-match interview. So, future career there, or if you're free on a couple of
weekends?
I think
that's when I turn 70, that'll be my retirement plan. Yeah, definitely.
How did it compare to the time you were here? And
I think we've definitely stepped up from when I stepped on court 2 years ago. I think we've actually brought it to Australia, and like Lisa was saying, you know, she's got a very young squad and the experience of our squad is very different, and we've got a lot older characters in there and some really young ones, like having Beth there and Helen, you know, they're early 20s, they're doing an absolutely amazing job, and, you know, we can only hope that this momentum builds for the Commonwealth Games this year.
Things going all right ahead of the season?
Oh, most definitely. We are having a blast. Like, Karen, Gabby, Sasha, all the crew.
Not me. Sasha Corbin.
Well, Sasha could be on her team, you never know. But no, we're having an absolute blast. We're having a really good time, and I'm just absolutely loving Super League Netball at the moment. It's brilliant.
Something like 3 weeks, where is everything clicking?
Yeah, it's clicking just about. I can tell it's becoming to the beginning of the season because I'm realising how tired I am. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Like, momentum is building. Like, we've got lots of friendlies coming up. We've had loads and loads of practice, and we're having some actual quality time together now, which is great. So I think we're really building towards that first game, and it's going to be quite nerve-wracking. Like, all that effort for the past 6 months since that we did way back when we were doing Fast Five, it's just, you know, to get to that pinnacle is great. So yeah.
And every year people always go, this is going to be the best Super League year yet, the level is increasing. Do you think that's the case this year as well?
Well, to be cliche, you always say that, but I think what's great is that we're consistent. Like, last year was excellent, and we can maintain that, and if not better. And the games, I think, will be more highly contested. So I think people may say it be similar, but I don't. I think it's better to have 10 quality teams rather than some elite four and everyone chasing for the top. It's much better.
Definitely. Thank you very much for a very special edition of the Netball Show with Viper 10 with the very special Lindsay Longlegs. Thank you.
Woohoo, Lindsay Longlegs! Love that. Love, love, love.
It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward. I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.